It's easy to campaign on promises, but sometimes hard to keep them, and the next president will have to govern with whatever economy he inherits in January 2009. So let's look at some key factors in that economy with David Wetzel of the Wall Street Journal, regular guest in this program. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Steve.
Thanks for getting up. Appreciate it. I was about to start this conversation by assuming that energy prices are still going to be ridiculously high in 2009. Is that a fair assumption? Should we assume that?
I think it's a fair assumption, but it is an assumption. We have been consistently unable to predict oil prices. All the experts have got it wrong. But right now, people seem who are smart and people who aren't smart and are just paying gas prices at the pump are assuming that gas prices will continue to be high, that this is not a blip.
Okay, bearing in mind that reality could change on us there, let's talk about that second group of people, people who are paying gas prices at the pump and who you say are assuming, telling surveyors that they assume that gas prices and other kind of energy prices are going to stay high. What does that assumption mean for the economy by people?
Well, first off, it's bad for the economy in the short run. When people pay more for gas, more to heat their homes, more to air condition their apartments, they have less money to spend on other things, and we are seeing that take place now. We saw Walmart say the only reason that sales were strong, or one reason where sales were strong, that people were getting their stimulus checks from the government. Secondly, it leads people to change their behavior. They buy Priuses. They might think about getting a house closer to where they work because they don't want to drive. That's good in the long run, but those adjustments can be tough. And third, and this is really worrisome to the Federal Reserve, it leads people to think that inflation is going to be worse in the future than it has been in the recent past.
Oh, because energy prices affect the cost of everything.
And energy prices are going up at the same time that food prices are going up.
Well, now, what does that mean for the strength of the dollar, another factor in the economy?
Well, inflation is not good for the dollar, usually, if the inflation in the U.S. is worse than inflation in other places. And one of the reasons why the Federal Reserve has to worry about the dollar is that when the dollar falls, that tends to make the prices of things that we import rise, both oil and other things, and we import a lot of things, and that tends to make the inflation rate go up, and that's something that the Fed wants to avoid.
Oh, and so it becomes harder for them to lower interest rates, say.
It becomes almost impossible for them to lower interest rates, and that's why there's now speculation in the markets that despite the fact that we are suffering from all sorts of continuing problems in financial markets and the mortgage market and the housing market, that the markets now expect the Fed's next move will be to raise interest rates, particularly because the Fed chairman, Ben Bernanke, has been talking so much about the effects of his worries about inflation and the effects of the low dollar on the inflation rate.
David Wetzel, Wall Street Journal. I want to ask about this. Before we had $4 a gallon gas and people talking about $5 a gallon gas or even higher, there used to be people who speculated that this might actually be good for the economy. It would force efficiency. It would improve the environment. It would cause changes like the kinds you're talking about, people living closer to work. There used to be people who said this might be a good thing. Now that we're actually facing this prospect, is there a workable business plan where it could be a good thing?
I am certain that there are business plans being written right as we speak by people who believe that high oil prices and high gasoline prices are going to be a lasting phenomenon. We're trying to find a way to capitalize on that and could make the American economy more energy efficient, could make it an economy that produces less of the gases that lead to believed to lead to global warming. One of the reasons these things haven't happened in the past is that people have assumed that the price of oil would go up and then it would go down, so you can't bet on this long-term thing. So I suspect all across the venture capital community and the scientific community and in some of the non-oil energy companies, people are right now writing business plans to figure out so that we can talk in 6 months or 12 months and answer your question, yes, with good examples.
We'll keep talking. David, thanks very much.
A pleasure.
David Wetzel is a regular guest on Morning Edition and economics editor of the Wall Street Journal.